The legislative branch of the largest city in western Massachusetts is prepared to meet remotely during the coronavirus pandemic and comply with open meeting requirements. Rather than taking their assigned seats at the curved desks in the council chambers at Springfield City Hall, councilors sat at their kitchen tables, in their home offices, or on the sofa, and used their city-issued iPads and the Zoom video conferencing platform to meet.
Testing. Melvin speaking.
All right. We hear Melvin. If we could hear folks from city.
The meeting on Thursday, which included members of the city administration assembled in a conference room to provide updates on the city's response to the pandemic, was a trial run to acquaint the counselors with how the software works, to learn things like which button to push on the screen if you want to be recognized to speak, and to find where the Wi-Fi signal in their house was strongest to avoid audio dropouts and video buffering.
Okay. So everyone was on. I think we're hearing
war room.
The 11 of the 13 city councilors participated in what City Council President Justin Hurst deemed to be a successful test.
You know, we decided that we were going to go to the Zoom technology fairly rapidly, and so I appreciate all of your efforts for turning this around and being amenable to change. I know it's not difficult. Technology is not easy to navigate, but I appreciate those of you that are above the age of 35 and are Zooming right now, because I know it can be difficult.
Under the emergency declared by Governor Charlie Baker to confront the threat posed by the coronavirus, there were temporary changes made to the state's open meeting law. Public access to meeting locations of public bodies is not required so long as there are other means of access available. The administration cited examples, including using a phone conference line for members of the public, social media or other internet streaming services, and online meeting platforms. Stephen Carey, the station manager of Focus Springfield Community Television, said city council meetings held on Zoom will be live streamed, shown on the local government cable channel, and recorded and archived on the Focus website.
So anybody from the public who wasn't used to walking to City Hall to attend meetings, they'll be able to continue watching it. They won't see any change. You won't have to have any communication to them to do anything differently, because you guys are doing all that hard work by doing a Zoom conference.
Hurst announced on March 16th that all scheduled council meetings would be canceled through the month of April, but he said the council needs to be prepared to hold special meetings in the likely event money will need to be transferred within the budget and appropriated for the city's response to the pandemic.
So I have no intentions of conducting any meetings during the month of April unless they're absolutely emergency.
Government, like every business and individual, is scrambling and improvising right now, said Hurst.
What I do think it will do is change the way we think about not just how we operate in the city, but also in our school system with respect to being able to do more things remotely. And, you know, it's painful now, as is change in general, but I think it'll be better in the long haul.
Mayor Dominic Sarno has extended until May 4th the closure to the public of all municipal buildings in Springfield, including libraries and senior centers. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.